store today or learn more at arvest.com/go. Member FDIC.
At Baxter Regional Medical Center, every patient, every procedure, every interaction matters. We're proud to be recognized by HealthGrades as the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery in 2018 and patient safety in 2017. From state-of-the-art heart care to the tiny details that make your stay exceptional, Baxter Regional truly is big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, ready to get this one underway. It's Mountain Home and Pine Bluff, opening round of the 6A East Conference Girls Tournament. Lane and Foreman jumping center, and Foreman wins the tip. Mountain Home will have the basketball. Lady Bombers will operate right to left in the first half of action, and it is a box and one, as expected. Here's a three from Pfeiffer. It won't go. Foreman, the backside rebound. Lady Bombers on the offensive end. The three from Husky. It won't go. Rebound underneath by Foreman. I should say by Tabor. The putback won't go. And then Tabor commits a foul trying to get the basketball back. So a couple of offensive rebounds. That trip down the floor for Mountain Home. Tabor picks up the foul, her first team foul. And we see full court pressure by the Lady Bombers to start out. Phillies with it. This is Woods. She'll work it ahead now. The Lady, the Phillies. Some folks call them Lady Zebras. They prefer the Phillies. They're in their maroon uniforms with the white numerals. Lady Bombers, white home uniforms, blue numerals, and the gold trim. Walker, good job defensively on DeShazer. Ball's knocked loose. Goes into the backcourt, but it was knocked back by Mountain Home, so the Phillies keep the possession. Mountain Home in a man-to-man defensively. The pass inside, stolen away by Mountain Home as Foreman steps in front of the pass, tips it up, and has it. Lady Bombers on the move offensively now with 6:46 left in the opening quarter. We are still scoreless. Boy, good crowd has turned out for this one this afternoon here at home. Foreman in the corner right side. They'll lob it underneath to her from out top. Left-handed shot, no. Rebound underneath is loose on the floor. Foreman has it for Mountain Home. They'll kick it to Husky, right side, top of the key. Back to Walker. Lady Bombers have three offensive rebounds already. We're 40, minute 40 into the ballgame. Nobody scored yet. Husky's entry pass is deflected, and a jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing towards Pine Bluff. It'll be Mountain Home's first turnover of the afternoon. So the Phillies get it back with 6:14 left in the opening quarter. Mountain Home again with pressure. They were trying to deny the inbounds pass. Now they'll pick up at a full court man-to-man with 6:08 left in the opening period. Woods right side, top of the key. Swings the left side now. This is Bryce. Bryce directing traffic. Works off the high pick to the free throw line. Pulls up from 15. It won't go. Foreman with a great block out underneath. Clears the room and gets the rebound. 2 minutes in, nobody scored yet. Mountain Home with their third possession of the afternoon. Husky's going to come get it. Now it's Walker working off the pick. Kicks it out to Husky. She's open. The three won't go. Walker, the rebound underneath here for Mountain Home. Kicks it out, and Tabor knocks down the 15-footer. And Mountain Home strikes first. And a timeout's going to be taken by Pine Bluff. 5:26 left opening quarter. Mountain Home, the early 2-0 lead. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasville, Lakeview, or Flippin, and experience for yourself just what it's like to bank on in 31st.
Back at Bomber Gymnasium, the Lady Bombers with the 2-0 lead. Pine Bluff using their first timeout of the afternoon. 5:26 left in this opening quarter. Mountain Home picking up pressure in the backcourt now. Here's Pine Bluff working across the timeline in the hands of DeShazer. There's the half-court trap. The Chaser is able to get free. Baseline shot won't go from Gray, and Foreman with her fourth rebound already. Quickly up ahead as Husky lost the dribble, brings it back to Pfeiffer. Into the paint, six-foot floater won't go. And the rebound loosens, finally going to be controlled by Gray of Pine Bluff. She works it into the front court. To the baseline, and a reach-in foul against Mountaineum. That's going to be Riley Walker picking up her first. Team foul number two against Mountaineum. Phillies have it along the right baseline to inbound. Mountaineum up 2-0, just over 3 minutes into the ballgame. Lane now back to Gray. The three won't go. And Riley Walker there for that backside rebound. She has a couple of boards. Quickly up ahead to Husky to the left elbow. Top of the key, Tabor. Ball fakes, drives down the right side of the paint, draws the foul, and will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Woods. It's going to be her first foul against the Phillies. At the free throw line is Mally Tabor. 4 points on the afternoon. 2 points, rather, on the afternoon. She'll try to make it four. First one's good. .440 left in the opening quarter. One more here for Tabor, and she hits it. Now she has 4 points. 4-0 Mountaineum with .440 left in this opening quarter. Pine Bluff looks like they brought maybe about 10 people or so up here to make the trip to watch their girls play. Right side, this is Gray to the baseline. Cut off, gives it up to DeShazer. That's got to be a 5-second call. Got close to the baseline with the dribble. Was Gray, lost it out of bounds. Turnover now for Pine Bluff. Pine Bluff girls are here. The Pine Bluff boys, they got a home game. They're playing Marion this afternoon. 4-0, Lady Bombers leading. 4:13 left in this opening period. Walker out top with it. Pine Bluff still in a box and one. That means they're playing a 2-2 zone and playing man on Pfeiffer. Inside is Foreman missing, getting the rebound and putting it in. Foreman with five rebounds already. 6-0, Mountaineum with a lead. This is Woods working up ahead. Gray up the left side. She'll take it into the paint. Ball knocked loose and a whistle and a foul. I'm going to get Foreman, I believe, with the reach in. They do. That's going to be her first. Third team foul. Pine Bluff to inbound from under their basket. Having trouble. Finally, they'll lob it in. They'll get it to Gray right in front of the Mountaineum bench. 3:33 left in the first period. Pine Bluff has not scored yet. There's a 5-second call. Good defense by Riley Walker. Three turnovers now by Pine Bluff. This Pine Bluff team is 7-12. Their biggest win was Sheridan. Yeah, Sheridan's 21-5. They beat them a few weeks ago. But they beat McClellan three times and Mills twice. Those two teams combined are 8-37. So that's five of their wins. They also beat Whitehall, a team that's 9-14. They have really struggled this year. They have Alexandra Hart in her second year as head coach trying to rebuild this program. Here's a drive by Husky along the baseline. Scores. She played college basketball, and she was an assistant at Arkansas Baptist College and took this job 2 years ago, of course. Boy, back in the 90s, you talked about girls basketball in Arkansas. Pine Bluff was right there at the top of the discussion. Here's a foul on Hannah Pfeiffer. It's her first, fourth team foul. Emma Martin will check into the ballgame for Mountaineum. Tabor comes out. Gray leaves the floor for Pine Bluff. Roe Willis, a sophomore, will check in. 2:50 left in the opening period. 8-0. Mountaineum leads it. Oh, boy, that was about a four-step NBA layup that they didn't call. Where Alexis Lane gets the rebound and the putback. Good grief. That looked like LeBron going in for a layup where they let him take five steps. 2:30 left in this opening quarter. It's 8-2, Mountaineum. Martin works out top, drives down the right side of the paint, leans in off the glass, too strong. Rebound controlled underneath by the Phillies. That's Lane with her third board. Out top, an illegal screen against the Phillies. They're going to get Lane with the foul. Her first, team's second, fourth turnover now by the Phillies. Foreman comes out, Tabor checks in. Gray comes right back in for the Phillies, and Willis goes out. Gray was only out just about 30 seconds.
Hey, right
here, let's go. 2:06 left opening quarter, 8-2, Mountain Home leading Pine Bluff. The winner gets their ticket to the state tournament punched here this afternoon. Six of the eight teams go. 1:50 left here in this opening quarter. The second round of this conference tournament coming up on Tuesday, and then it wraps up next Saturday. Baseline right, Tabor will miss, and the rebound by DeShazer. That's her first board. 1:33 left first quarter, Mountain Home, an 8-2 lead. Baseline drive by Woods, the floater is good. 8-4, Mountain Home. 1:17 left in the opening period. Here's Martin on the right side. Bounce pass along the baseline to Tabor. Back to Martin in the paint. Hangs from six and hits it. 10-4 Mountain Home with 1 minute left in this opening quarter. Ball knocked away under the baskets. Off Pine Bluff. And it's going to be Mountain Home basketball. Pine Bluff had some numbers that time. Had a three on two, but they throw it away under their basket. Five turnovers for the Phillies. 48 seconds left in this first quarter, and Mountain Home's going to hold for the final shot, leading 10-4. Pfeiffer's only been able to get one shot off so far in this opening quarter. Pine Bluff playing the box and one. That's a 2-2 zone, and then they play man on Pfeiffer. And some other teams have done this year and been pretty successful with it. Mountain Home has done a good job of actually keeping Pfeiffer kind of a decoy away from the basket and just playing 4-on-4. Pfeiffer's on the left wing right now. She's going to flash under the basket. Here's Walker on the left side. Pfeiffer cutting back door. They didn't see her. The pass off the hands of Tabor and out of bounds. Mountain Home holds it for 44 seconds and then turns it over. So there's 4.7 seconds left. Pine Bluff will inbound. They got three quarters the length of the floor to travel. They'll get it in to Bryce. Takes it all the way to the baseline. Tied up by Emma Martin. And the arrow pointing towards Mountain Home. Good job by Martin forcing the turnover. Mountain Home will inbound, and that means Pine Bluff will get the ball to start the second quarter. First quarter comes to an end, and the Mountain Home has a 10-4 lead. At the end of one, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on KTLO.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, Asics, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's great.